In a Northwest Community Council meeting on Monday evening, Councillor Pam Lovelace brought forward a motion to ask the Chief Administrative Officer for a report on the steps needed to update Hammonds Plains Road. Schedule J's growth restrictions have contributed to the long-standing traffic issues on Hammonds Plains Road. Lovelace wants to learn how the restrictions can be lifted to create improvements to the road to help with traffic flow.
Upon joining Regional Council, one of the first motion in my first couple of months was to request a report on how to budget and how to build, what kind of framework we could create for Community Connector Road. Well, what I didn't know back then was the fact that there had been, I knew that there are restrictions to creating roads, but I didn't understand the implications of trying to lift that Schedule J. And so after asking for the staff report on the Community Connector Road, and then asking for the staff report on the streetlight that Councillor Outhit had asked about, and then asking for staff report on getting the understanding of how do we actually lift Schedule J so we have the opportunity to have subdivision of land and build public roads. And then it just became really clear that there wasn't any mechanism for staff to just go ahead and create a functional plan. And part of that is because Hammonds Plains Road is a control access highway. It's under Schedule J in the subdivision bylaw, which restricts new public roads. And it has significant deficiencies from an infrastructure perspective. As Councillor Outhit well knows, Blue Water Road floods a couple of times, Hammonds Plains and St. Margaret's Bay floods a couple of times a year. And it's just all of this has been growing and getting worse because of the immense development that's happening in District 13.
Hammonds Plains Road is seeing an increase in traffic due to different development projects.
We know that with Sandy Lake coming on board as a special planning area, that Uplands Park wastewater treatment facility will be decommissioned. When that happens, the entire roadway where those pipes are right now and the lateral lines, it's all going to be ripped up. And so Hammonds Plains Road, at that point in time, we should be envisioning a new intersection at Larry Butek, looking at widening the road, all of these kinds of things.
Councillor Lovelace also says apps like Google Maps have had an effect on traffic on the road.
But also because, people are using Google apps, right? They're using transportation apps and drive app. And they're being told to drive on Hammonds Plains Road, not on Highway 103. And it's really interesting how many people are coming up from, the downtown area or the Bedford area or whatever, and they're not taking Highway 103 to get to Bridgewater. They're using Hammonds Plains Road.